If you've been doing a lot of your holiday shopping online, you may be feeling overwhelmed by all the plastic, the bubble wrap, packing peanuts, and cardboard that your purchases came in. And the good news is there's a small business in Philly that's trying to solve the problem of packaging waste. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly has the story.
Tiernan Alexander loves to talk trash.
So we made a sorting station in our snack closet, and we have four places for garbage and a big sign up above.
She co-owns a small craft supply business in Southwest Philadelphia called Tuft the World. They sell materials for tufting. It's a way to make rugs with a machine that looks like a ray gun that punches yarn into a backing fabric. You can get really creative with it and make pillowcases, fuzzy frames for mirrors, or wall hangings. You might have seen it on TikTok.
I actually really wanted to make a Grinch rug, so let's do it.
Actually, my best rug ever.
Today we're going to shave my iced coffee rug. So this is what
Alexander started Tuft the World with her partner Tim Eads in 2018. When the pandemic hit, the business took off.
We got really lucky. We hit it right at the right time, and it kept growing from there. We kept being able to grow and grow and grow.
From the start, the couple knew they wanted their business to have as little negative impact on the world as possible. Part of that is environmental sustainability.
We import things from all over the world. That uses up an enormous amount of carbon. We heat and cool our spaces so that everyone is comfortable. That uses a ton of electricity. So we know that we can't be a perfectly sustainable company. So it becomes even more important that everywhere that we can, we do.
So they source recycled yarn made of scraps from the t-shirt industry. They compost food waste in the office, and they buy offsets for planet warming greenhouse gases. So by their calculation, every order customers place effectively becomes carbon neutral. But they still had two problems. Their bulk supplies came in these big cardboard boxes that were going to the landfill. And they needed filler material to pack the orders they shipped to customers. They switched from bubble wrap to crumpled up paper, but Alexander thought they could do better.
And all of this kind of leads to a moment where Tim is on TikTok in the middle of the night, which is where he usually is in the middle of the night, and sees this crazy machine that essentially perforates cardboard and turns it into a soft, foldable packing material. And that's when we realized that we could, instead of sending everything out with a couple of pounds of fresh paper, we could send it out with garbage.
And they already had that garbage lying around.
So often what happens is we get a box that it's come all the way from China, it's come in a shipping container, and it's no longer usable again. It's either not structurally sound anymore, or it's just gotten dirty in a way that people don't want. Like when you buy a new thing, you want it to come in a nice box. And this is a way for us to use it without throwing it out.
They demonstrate the machine for me, feeding a flat piece of a box into one end.
We actually started calling it the machine that eats cardboard. And at one time we had really big googly eyes on it, which I'm sad to say have broken off because that really made it more fun. But here's the demo.
The machine perforates the cardboard in straight lines, which makes it easy to fold or roll and wrap around products in place of something like bubble wrap. Alexander says using perforated old shipping boxes has allowed Tuft the World to avoid using 2 tons of fresh packing material just this year.
So anytime you're taking a waste product and just changing a little bit and making it useful again, typically is better environmentally.
That's Andrea Hicks, a professor of engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who studies the environmental impacts of products and technologies over their full life cycle. Hicks says it's hard to directly compare the impact of two packing materials. For example, shredded cardboard and those plastic air packs you get in a lot of online orders, without taking into account a bunch of factors. But one thing you can look at is what happens to the materials after they're used.
So technically the air packs are recyclable. The big challenge is a lot of municipalities won't recycle them. And it's hard because it puts the onus on the consumer. Right, they get this package, and if their curbside recycling doesn't take it, the question is, what do you do?
In Philly, you can't throw bubble wrap, packing peanuts, or plastic bags in the city's curbside recycling. But cardboard, even perforated or shredded, is recyclable. Alexander from Tuft the World wanted to take their cardboard reusing plan to the next level.
And so that's when we realized that other small businesses, local, who want to do the same thing, we could be collecting cardboard before it goes into the garbage, shredding it, and making it available for sale to smaller companies who want to do the same thing we did, and but maybe can't afford to buy a shredding machine.
They've just launched a new spin-off business called Shred the World to sell the perforated cardboard as packing material.
Part of changing the world, for us, we have more power to change than an individual.
If this Philly business succeeds in changing the world, by this time next year, you could be getting more of your holiday orders wrapped in trash. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.